Blog Talk Radio.
Continually to be in my mouth. This is Blog Talk Radio, September 24th, 2022. I'm taking it back. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we honor Dr. Elder Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today. So we're going to get right into it. Announcement. Please keep this ministry, the Amazing Grace Ministries, in your prayers as we undergo changes and reconstructuring. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministry, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you this new year. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital Amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. Amen. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. And we have exciting lessons, so please tune in. And if you would like to connect to this lesson live, the link is: tobtira.com/s/121-48127. And I just want to start off this morning with a quote from the Reverend Kenneth Hagin. And he says, if you're going to win in life and achieve all that God has for you, you're going to have to watch your mouth, making sure that the words you speak lined up with the word of God. And I'm going to repeat that for the people that are sitting in the back. If you're going to win in life and achieve all that God has for you, you're going to have to watch your mouth, make sure that the words you speak line up with the word of God. Amen. In order for us to receive the promises that God has for us, we must use our mouths to declare the word of God, which say that we shall live and not die. The word declares that we are blessed, that we have life, and that they have it more abundantly. The enemy comes along to tell us lies against what the word tells us. Satan tells us that we are not good enough, or we can't get that job that we're seeking. But understand this, believers, hear me clear. We are God's property. And because we belong to God, he will take care of our every need. Saints of God, we don't need to fight in this battle because the battle belongs to God. All we have to do is to show up prepared for the fight. That's with the whole armor. So many times the word has let us know that God will fight for you. The theme for this month of September is anointed because of the promise. The lesson for this Saturday in September, for this last Saturday in September, is using my tongue to speak the promises of God, which is life. Text is coming from Proverbs 18:21, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of bird, and of serpent, and of things in the sea is tamed, and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith we curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not to be. I have some meanings of some quotes. We've heard of loose lips sink ships. Okay, loose lips sink ships is an American English idiom meaning beware of unguarded talk. The phrase originated on propaganda posters during World War II. The phrase was created by the War Advertising Council and used on postals by the U.S. for the war information. Beware of unguarded talk. It stops you from having your promises. Love, control my tongue. Control. One's tongue can be a blessing to God and man. You can read that, James 3:9-10. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not to be. An uncontrolled tongue can make some to desire to govern others' lives. James 3:1. As Matthew Henry has said, do not give yourselves the air of teachers, imposters, and judges, but rather speak with the humility and spirit of learners. Tongue is the fleshly muscular organ in the mouth of a mammal used for tasting, licking, swallowing, and in humans, articulating speech, a thing resembling or likened to a tongue in particular. Mouth, the natural opening through which food passes into the body of an animal and which it vertebrates, is typically bounded externally by the lips and internally by the pharynx and encloses the tongue, gums, and teeth. It's where your voice and speech come from. Controlling our tongues is about verbal control. It is about instilling discipline into this area of our lives. It's about finding a better way to say the right things at the right time. And that starts when we can effectively control our tongues. Words are containers, and each word we speak is filled with something. Words can be filled with hate, fear, doubt, unbelief, and any other evil. Or words can be filled with love, faith, peace, joy, life, blessings, and any other good. Words can either curse or bless. Words can discourage or encourage. Words can wound or make whole or bring life. Words have power. The words we hear can stay with us for a long time. For an example, the words we hear in the morning can cause us to make a success of the day, or they can cause us to go through the day robbed of joy and energy. I don't think we fully recognize the tremendous power of our words. We need to understand that our world is influenced by the words we hear and the words we speak. We live in a time where social media influences our very actions with words. Here are some positive things that are in the above verses. The positive sides of the coin is the tongue is of wide and it promotes health. The truthful lips shall be established forever. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Let your speech always be with grace and seasoned with salt. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life. The spring of wisdom is a flowing brook. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Pleasant words are sweetness to the soul and health to the bone. A good word can make someone's heart glad that turns away wrath. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. He who guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. God created the world in Genesis. God created the physical world with the spoken word. And we create the world around us with the words we speak. Father, mother, and children, the atmosphere in your home is a product of what you say. Words change the atmosphere. Often you can walk into a home or even a room and know the kind of words that has just been spoken. You can detect them in the atmosphere. If there has been an argument and harsh words that have been spoken, you can sense it the moment you step in the room or get around the people who have been fighting. They have charged the atmosphere with their words. Just as we can negatively charge the atmosphere with our words, we can also positively change the atmosphere. That's why it's important that we learn to speak the right words. What is the right words we say? Words from the Word of God. Words filled with faith. Words that would equip and energize us to accomplish God's will and to succeed in life. The words you speak have an effect on your life and the lives of those around you. So speak life. Those spoken words will edify and build up others, not tear them down. Don't poison other people's ears the way that your ears were poisoned with the gossip that someone told you. Psalms 141:3 says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. The word of God doesn't tell us to talk about people's mistakes. Galatians 6:1 says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Save your lips for speaking beautiful, helpful, comforting words. That is your job according to the word of God. Philippians 4:8, and I'll be reading from the NIV version. It says, finally, brothers, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. When you think on the kind of things mentioned in this verse, you will then speak those kind of things. You see, our confession is a declaration of what we believe. The words of our mouth reveals what we have been thinking and believing in our heart. Speaking promises. When we confess the word of God, we are revealing our beliefs in God's word, of his word, and our confidence in his word. For example, when we say, I believe God shall supply all my needs according to Philippians 4:19, it reveals that we have accepted God's word as truth and have enough confidence in God's word to speak those words about ourselves personally. We will eventually say with our mouth what we believe in our heart. That's why what we believe is so important. Because if we believe in untruth, we will speak that untruth. And our world will be framed by words of our mouth. Right thinking produces right believing. And right believing produces right confession. On the other hand, wrong thinking produces wrong believing. And wrong believing produces wrong confessing. Your confession determines your result in life. You will eventually have what you say. The tree of life. Proverbs 15 and 4, a wholesome, healthy tongue is a tree of life. Perverseness therein, that's therein the tongue, is a breach in the spirit of a man. The wholesome or healthy tongue is a tree of what? It's a tree of life. Wasn't the tree of life in the original Garden of Eden? Yes, it was. So you and I must be aware of the fact that the adversary wants to tap our tree of life, our tongue, because he knows that if he can control our words. And if he can control our words, he can control our life. He can stop our blessings. But there's just one little hitch in his ability to accomplish that. He can't control the words of a child of God unless he or she allows him to do so. Revelation 22 and 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and it stands for the New Jerusalem, that will come down from God to the planet Earth. And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Notice the last part of that verse where it says the leaves of the trees of life are for the healing of the nation. Are you aware that the words are the cause of the majority of the wars and disputes in this world? National wars or family wars or even church wars, it makes no difference. All of these are caused by words, words of disagreement and words of strife. They all begin with words. Even church splits are created by words, words void of faith and love, words which are not in agreement with God's word. What was it that Jesus told the Pharisees? Matthew 12, 36 and 37. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words, thou shalt be justified, and by the words, thou shalt be condemned. Clearly and declare life over our families, our jobs, our neighborhoods. We have that authority. That is the promise that belongs to us as a believer. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, God, just allow us to thank you. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace, and we come to give you thanks on this morning. Lord God, we come to give you praise, the highest praise of hallelujah. Oh God, our hallelujah belongs to you, God. Only you deserve our hallelujah, and we come to give it to you on this morning. Lord God, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord God, we just thank you for giving Dr. Carey this word on this morning, using my tongue to speak the promises of life. And God, we just thank you for life on this morning. And we speak on this morning. We say that we shall live and not die. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. And then, Lord God, forgive us for any shortcomings. Hallelujah. Help us to come up to where we need to be, God. Oh, God, we just thanking you on this morning, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on our leaders, Lord God. Look on our worldly leaders, God. And then, Lord God, look on my leaders, the superintendent, Dr. Byron and Lady Gibbs this morning. And then, God, on my assistant pastor, Elder Reginald Johnson and Evangelist Johnson, God. Oh, God, you know what they need, God. And then, Lord God, I'm just asking you to look on my pastor, Lord God, in his future endeavors, Lord God. Oh, God, his elevation, God. Go with him as he go, God. Give him what he need, God. And then, Lord God, we just asking you to look on the mothers, Lord God, this morning. Look on Mother Moore, God. Mother Garnett, Mother Luckett. Look on Mother Christine in Texas. Mother Norman, God. Mother Maxine. Mother Carpenter, Mother Kincaid. All the church mothers, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God. Then go look on Lady Stevens, God, Lady Belochi, God, Prophetess Brown, God, Mother Florida, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on Daddy Ellis this morning, Lord God. Touch his body. Give him strength, God. And then, Lord God, look on Minister Butch. Look on the ministerial staff, God, the musicians, the ushers, the whole household of faith, God. Look on our Dean of Music, God. Continue to look on the bereaved family, God. Be with Ramona on today, God, as she lay her son to rest on this afternoon. Then, Lord God, look on Sister Pat in Indiana, God. Look on Devin and Iowa, God. All of our children and our grandchildren, God, the listeners, one by one, name by name, all those unspoken requests that the listeners have, Lord God, do it for them according to your will, God. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to just bless them, Lord God. Be with us on today, Lord God, in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your president and CEO is the Elder Dr. Maria Carey, and your co-host is yours truly, Evangelist Rogers. Tune in next week, same time. Dr. Carey will be returning. Remember, God is still in control. Wear your mask, be mindful, and enjoy the remainder of your day. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day on purpose.